Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about the giant IT outage happening right now in the entire world. This is apparently very, very widespread. A bunch of computers using Windows just blue screened of death and will not turn back on. This is causing some banks, some TV broadcasters, some airlines, and a lot of other companies to just not be able to work at all. The Swiss cybersecurity office apparently blamed CrowdStrike for the problem. CrowdStrike being a cybersecurity firm that provides software that seems used by a lot of major companies to try and protect their own software, their own servers, and their own computers. The issue seems linked to a misconfiguration or a faulty update of CrowdStrike, which basically makes Windows crash with a blue screen of death, and then you cannot reboot the computer at all until you have applied a fix that would either completely remove CrowdStrike or will just remove the latest update or misconfiguration. I can only assume it's in the billions of dollars worth of economic costs. Thousands of flights have been cancelled by airlines. Payment systems were down for hours. Some hospitals could no longer accept new patients at all. Even the freaking Paris Olympics seemed affected. The Microsoft Store, for example, is down. Microsoft 365 servers were down as well. So anyone relying on Microsoft products to do anything just couldn't. Other affected parties included Visa, Amazon, the 911.gov website that handles emergencies in the US, and a lot more stuff. There seemed to be a fix floating around for affected systems where you can delete a file from the CrowdStrike directory in System 32 on Windows. It's in the System 32 drivers CrowdStrike folder. It will apparently stop Windows from crashing and then being unable to reboot. But that's probably not a permanent solution, because if CrowdStrike is still running in the background, chances are it will re-download the missing files so it can work. That's generally how antiviruses try to do things. So this is horrible, first, because it has the potential of affecting people's lives when it starts hitting hospitals and public health centers. Definitely that's not funny, but also it's kind of a wonderful ad for everything that is not a centralized service, and that isn't Windows. I understand errors happen in any form of software, but using a kernel-level tool that has the ability to entirely crash your entire operating system, prevent it from rebooting, and destroy your infrastructure doesn't seem like the best idea for anything critical. You would also assume any company that grants itself these kinds of powers over an operating system would have better security procedures to roll back that thing automatically without leaving customers completely stranded for hours at a time. And you would also assume that an operating system that has been properly designed would not allow any form of software to completely crash it like that. No operating system should let any third-party application have that kind of access where it can basically destroy your system and make it unable to reboot. Where are the security procedures? Where are the automatic checks and repairs that could remove the offensive or problematic file or quarantine it just to let your system reboot and access a restore point? This is unacceptable on all terms. On the Windows part, because it is such a poorly designed operating system in terms of its foundations that just DRM, anti-cheat software, or cybersecurity stuff can destroy and make your system unable to reboot. But it's also a big problem with the software itself, because you really should have procedures to roll back this kind of crap. I guess it is a good ad for what isn't Windows, so macOS and Linux right now. Hopefully they can restore this so it doesn't cause anyone to die or to really miss some important things in their lives. But hopefully this will teach companies a lesson and they will stop relying on just centralized stuff that will basically destroy everything if it goes down. Stupid procedures. Now, on top of that, you probably remember the recent news that a bunch of companies used data from YouTube to train their AI tools. Well, it looks like at least one of these companies didn't do it on purpose and wasn't necessarily even aware of it and isn't actually shipping anything trained on this data. This is Apple. Apple works, yes, with the company who sourced this data from YouTube. The company is called Eleuther AI, E-L-E-U-T-H-E-R AI. Not sure how you're supposed to pronounce it. But basically what they did is grab this data set and resell it and sell a model that was trained on it to other companies. And apparently Apple didn't use Eleuther AI's product in their own AI implementation, which they call Apple Intelligence, because obnoxious naming conventions from Apple. And apparently they will not ship to their customers anything that was trained or that used this dataset or this company's product. They only use that for research purposes. They use that model for research purposes, but they have no plans to keep using this specific model in the future, and it is not part of what consumers will get in their Apple devices. So basically, they're saying it's all on Eleuther AI, it's not on them, which, if it's true, is fair enough. The real problem here is, if it's true, there's no way of knowing which company used which dataset to train which model, because a lot of that development is done in a black box. It is not done in the open. Neither the datasets are publicly available, nor the code that powers the machine learning algorithms. At least in most cases, it is not open. You cannot see how things were trained, what data points were omitted or were used, the sources for all of this data. You just cannot know. Any company could say, we only use the data from our own products, but that could be a complete lie. We don't know. It's a trust me bro sort of situation for something that should absolutely be very easily accessible, if only to make sure that the stuff that you created hasn't been used without your permission. But Apple is saying they're not using this stuff, and no other company came out saying they didn't, so who knows, maybe that's true. Anyway, this will conclude today's episode. I hope you haven't been affected too much by this giant IT problem. Hopefully you don't use Windows and you don't have the problem, but let me know if you had any issues or if you see any other developments related to that. In the meantime, thank you all for listening, thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will hear me in the next one on Monday. Bye!